Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host on tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you have decided to join me on tonight for this great talk show consisting of the elements of what God desires for his children to be, what he desires for his children to become. And God has always desired that we be a vessel, that we be a light of this unique world. And that's exactly what we're going to be for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so without further ado, as I stream this particular segment, I want to invite you to go ahead and let us pray, and I'm going to actually turn on my live stream. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask, will something be said or done in this particular segment to magnify who you are? We thank you for giving us grace. We thank you for giving us mercy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I want to also read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And this is very informal. Whenever we have the word of God, we want everyone to feel welcome. And so this is not scripted. This is from the word of God. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Before we begin to dive into the book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go, I want to engage you in a thought. And as we all know that there is an epidemic, the corona, that many of you have heard of, and it's all over the world, all over the nation. Okay, every day there is news about it. Every day we hear about people. And as I was preparing for this particular segment, the Lord spoke to me, and this came to my conscience, that every day, right, the Lord says, we all know that he's coming back. We understand that. We know that God is coming back. We've learned that in church ever since we were young. Many people understand that when we are born, we have to perish as well. And yet, there are still some individuals who are not preparing. We're not living like the Lord wants us to live so that we can make it to heaven. And now that we have this particular pandemic that has stretched across the world, everyone's in a panic. You see many individuals in the stores grabbing multitudes of things. You see many people who are taking precautions. God says you're supposed to wash your hands. Amen. You're supposed to clean up after yourself. These are things we already supposed to be doing. And if we have faith in God, and since we have faith in God, we understand that God is able to take care of us. And we live each day understanding that God is in control of this world. And God says, you know, it's very symbolic because we know that God is coming back. We understand that. And yet we continue to act as if we're invincible. We continue to go about in our wicked ways, and we know that God is coming back. And now that man has announced that there is a pandemic, there is something within the atmosphere, then we began preparing because, of course, everyone. We want to live as long as we can. We do. But we have to have faith in God that he's going to take care of us, and we have to live like we want to live a long time. God says that means doing what's right. That means cleaning up our act, just as if we wash our hands on a daily basis and we clean up after ourselves. And we, God says, staying at home, remaining at home is symbolic of the heart, because we can run to a building every day, every Sunday, and our hearts cannot be right. Just as if we can sit in our own homes, in the comfort of our homes, and still not be right. And so I want you to think about that each and every day. We're praying all over this world that whatever this is that's a distraction, that God takes it away. But God is showing us that we need him. And this is very symbolic of the coming of God, because no one knows the day or the hour, right? And we think about this corona, and we think about the people, and our hearts go out, and we keep ourselves safe, and we continue to pray over people, pray over ourselves. But God's coming back as well. And we have to make sure that we're clean. We have to make sure that we're cleaning up after ourselves, which means to live right, right? And to do what's right. And just to be honest, in this world that we live in, because many people may not know who God is, it's complicated sometimes, but God says you have to do it because you're saving your own soul, right? And so when you go about your day, continue to wash your hands, continue to clean up after yourself, continue to just basically have good hygiene, sanitation. That's what it is. We're supposed to do that. All right, and ask God to take care of you and your family and your neighbors and your friends. But at the same time, know that we should prepare like this for when God comes. The Bible says that God is coming to look for a church without a spot and wrinkle. Where's the church? The church is in our hearts. God is not talking about he's coming to look for a building. He's looking for us. We have to be ready. We have to be found doing clean things. What if God was to take you tonight? What would you be found doing? We have to do what's right. So continue to think about that as we think about our journey, as we think about all of the ills that's going on in the world. Just think about it. Pray about it. Be about it on a daily basis, because no one knows the day or the hour. We have this corona that's out there. And we pray to God every day, and we wash our hands, and we try to keep clean, and God says we need to do that with our living. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stop this video, and I'm going to go ahead and go into our second segment, because I want to air this particular video, and if it's too long, then it'll take many hours to process. So give me just a second. All right, so this is our second part of the ministry, and once again, I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to join me on this night, almost morning. This is a spiritual guide on the go, perfecting your walk with God. I wrote this book about 4 years ago. The inspiration behind this book was due to the fact that my schedule is very busy, and because my schedule is busy, I wrote this book because I wanted to be able to read this book while I go about my day, because I always believe that we should give God our time. And I really want to focus on tonight on what I call, it is who God is. Who is God? Who is your God? Now, many individuals will tell me, when I was younger, my grandmother always told me that God sits high, and he looks low. He never slumbers nor sleeps. And I always thought about it. I said, is God some superhero? And my grandparents would tell me, yeah, he is, because God is over. He's like the boss of this world. God controls this world. But who is God to you? We have, as I said before, this corona that's all over the world, that has made the headlines, that has distracted our lives, that has brought us home, right? That has caused some individuals to still work, and we thank all of our nurses and our doctors and those individuals who are out there. We thank you so much. But who is God to you? What does he mean to you? Is God someone that you just go to when you need something? Is God just someone when we have a national disaster that you go to and you begin to follow who he is because you feel like there is a some type of threat out there and you want to take care of yourself? Or is he a God that you serve no matter what? Who is God to you? And what this book entitles and tells us is that God is the one who created the heavens and the earth. And we talk about this, we have this look where God created the light and he created the daytime so that we can differentiate. And God says that's a symbolism of the good and evil. When we talk about good and evil, God says, what type of God do we serve during our good times? The type of God when everything is going well, you have what you want, you're doing what you want to do. What type of God, how much time do we give to God? Some people would say, I give God 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. But every day of our lives, we should put God in front of us. We should thank God for being here. We should acknowledge God and spend time with God. There shouldn't be a time limit on how much time we spend with God. You can say a silent prayer. You can say a prayer out loud. Your actions glorify God. And God says, what are you doing in the daytime? What type of God do you serve in the daytime? Is it just a facade, which means are we faking with God? Do we live any kind of way in the daytime, right? Do we live holy in the daytime, and then when night comes, the darkness comes, then we live as the world? God is asking that question. He says, I created the daytime and the nighttime, not to differentiate when you should sleep. He says, because it's already established, right? He says, work while it's day, because when night cometh, he says, no one is able to work. Night. Talk about when night cometh, right? That means sleep. And so God is saying, what are you doing at night? What are you doing at night? Some people say I sleep. Some people say I eat. Some people say I'm working. What are you doing spiritually at night? What do we do in the dark? What do we continue to do in the dark? That's what God is asking. God is the one who created the day and the night. So if God created the day and the night, he knows what we're doing all the time. Amen? And if God is good all the time, and if we have God in our hearts, that means that whether it's daytime or nighttime, we're going to be about the works of the Lord. God said, what are you doing? He says, I created the daytime and the nighttime. What are we doing? Evaluate yourself. Then we talked about when God created Adam and Eve, and we have this beautiful picture of the garden of Adam and Eve, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. I'm going to stop the video. All right, so now we're back with Adam and Eve, and we're in this beautiful garden. I could just imagine. Beautiful garden, and, you know, garden. Many things grow in the garden, and that's very symbolic, being in the garden, because many things grow. You have Adam and Eve in the garden, and, of course, you have this snake, right? And God specifically told them not to eat of, we're going to say, the forbidden object, right? Because there are some discrepancies, whether it was the fruit, whatever it was, Adam and Eve was not supposed to eat of it because they weren't supposed to understand and know, right, that they were naked. And so guess what? God, who is the supervisor over the whole earth, left, right? God says, you know, if I can trust you over a little bit, that little bitty guard, he says, then I can give you, I can multiply. And to make a long story short, the snake, right? In the Bible, talk about the snake. But God says a symbolization of a snake is anyone who despises evil, anyone who is very sneaky, a snake. There's a snake came and tricked, right, Eve and Adam. Now, we would think that the man, right, wouldn't be tricked. But the snake, the temptation, the word temptation comes, where the snake did, in fact, trick Adam and Eve. And because of the trickery, they disobeyed God, and God came back, was looking for them, and they began to hide themselves or try to hide themselves. We're unable to hide from God. You know, you can be as fast as you want, but God is going to find us. And they began to hide from God, and God asked them, you know, basically, who told you that you were naked, you know? And so to make a long story short, when we think about this, we think about just what, in every aspect of our lives, God sees and he knows. God understands. And there is nothing under the sun that God doesn't know about. There is nothing that we could do to hide anything from God. And with that analogy, right, because of the temptation and sin in the garden, we have yet to have eternal life on earth. We have eternal life with God. And so God says that obedience is the way to go. And we talk about obedience because there are many different things that occur in the world that causes individuals to go into a phase of, I have to defend myself. I have to make sure that I'm okay, which that is true. But we just serve a God who is bigger and who is better and who can take care of us and see us through no matter what's going on in the world. God always takes care of his children. And when we look at this story, and we find that a snake tempted Adam and Eve, we realize that if a snake can do that, then what about people? The people that we deal with on a daily basis. And one of the questions that I ask in here is what would have happened if Adam and Eve were obedient to God? Well, we would have had eternal life on earth, right? That's one thing. And we could just infer and we can predict what may have occurred if Adam and Eve were obedient. So I want you to think about yourself. How would your life be different if your heart was made better? Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew in me the right spirit. That's something that we ask God all the time. Let's talk about that in just a second. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, O God. What does that mean, creating me a clean heart? It means, Lord, each and every day, no matter what the circumstance, I evaluate my heart. I evaluate my mind. And in that evaluation of my heart, I ask myself a question. Am I doing this to glorify God? Or am I doing this to cut someone off? Am I doing this just to be seen? Or am I doing this because I really believe in God? Everything that we do has a purpose. And if you have more of a purpose to just be wicked and do evil things, then you don't have much going for yourself. You have to say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. And there are many different things in the world, right? That causes us or may cause us to say, you know what? I have a clean heart. But I also have some things that I need to say. And that's great. It's very good to express oneself. It's very good to make sure that you're okay and take care of yourself, right? But at the same time, we have to make it to heaven, right? Remember, we have Corona, and God says we have to make sure we take care of ourselves. And that could mean two different things. Number one, mind your own business. And number two, make sure that you're right. Make sure that I'm right, right? Make sure that my heart is right. Make sure that my life is right. Make sure that I'm aligned to God. Because if I spend my whole day trying to see what I can do to try to cut you down, whatever I think I'm doing, I don't have much going on. And God's going to take care of us regardless. Right? He's going to take care of us regardless. But I want you to think about this when we talk about creating me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. We have to ask God into our lives. We have this corona that has taken much of our attention. Everywhere you look, corona, corona, corona. What about God? God's coming back. Are we preparing for that? Which means our actions. Everybody knows we have to be born, and everybody knows that we have to perish. Are we preparing by living right? Because we have to stand before God. Every single person. Corona says wash your hands, make sure that you have social distancing. God doesn't want us to social distance from him, right? Social distancing means that if I'm in God, right, and if I'm spending time with God, I don't have time to put down my neighbor. I don't have time to worry about this foolishness because I'm trying to live for God, right? And I just believe in my heart that God is going to take care of us. But we have to have faith. We have to believe. God says that this, yes, this is a distraction, and it has taken people away from the gods that we serve. Did you hear what I said? I said it has taken us away from the gods that we serve. Some people serve their work. Some people serve their cars. Some people serve their money. Some people serve this and that. But God says he wants us to serve him. It doesn't matter if you're atheist. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian. Okay? Even if you're an atheist, God has sent us to the house. Right? God says, I have control over this earth. Period. He has control over us. We don't have control over ourselves. And we have to continue to live for God. We have to continue to do the will and the work of God, right? And God says that many of us were so busy, worried about this. You have people, I just watch. You have people going in the store, multitudes of things. People washing their hands more than they've washed before, which you're supposed to do that. Okay? You're supposed to do all those things. God says you're supposed to treat your neighbor right. You're supposed to do those things anyway to make it to the kingdom. Let's talk about that. All of these things that we're hearing about on the news, and we take that serious because it's very serious. There is nothing to be laid back about. There's nothing cute about it. This is the real deal. And God says each and every day when I was preparing this, everyone knows that God is coming back. Everyone know that, and yet we continue to live like we live, continue to do what we do. We have to do better. This, the corona, right? It's just a test. This is how it'll be. People don't know the day or the hour. And each day that we live, some people are still working for the devil. Right? But we hear about somebody tell us that there is an epidemic going around. We begin to prepare. So I wonder if God says, I'm coming back, whenever he says he's coming back, what will we do? Will we try to get right? We'll call everybody that we've wronged. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. We'll try to turn from our wicked ways. We'll do whatever we're supposed to do right. God's coming. You know, somebody have to announce that for us to do what we're supposed to do when we know God has already made it clear that he's coming back. That's what God is asking. We have to live day to day, understanding, with the understanding that God is coming back. And he's looking for a church. He's looking for the building. No, God's looking for us. And yet, it's amazing what people do when they hear of certain things. It amazes me. But we know that God is coming back, and we still live as if we're going to be here forever, and we still do what we want to do, and God is coming back. So that's what God wants us to know. And God's going to take care of us. We're going to pray and we're going to make it. And God is going to take care of us. But we have to believe and we have to have faith. And we have to continue to live. And with this, we have to continue to pray to God. There's some people who haven't prayed in years. But because of this, they have come back to prayer. They've come back to the throne of God. People have begun to try to understand who God is. And when this clear up, which it is, because we serve a good God, when this clear up, we should begin living for God, knowing that he's coming back. Do what's right. Have a clean heart. And I know that sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes it may be a challenge, but God says, are you living for me or are you living for the world? You have to take care of yourself, right? Are you living for me or are you living for the world? You have to keep that in mind. So who is God to you? What does he mean to you? Is he just someone when the storms of life come that you begin to pray unto God and say, God, have mercy on me. God, protect me and my family from whatever this is? Or have you been praying the whole time? Do God have to send something down on this earth to get our attention? God's been saying he's been coming back for years, and I continue to repeat it because God continues to say it. And we still do what we want to do. We should be praying like this every day. We should be cleaning our hearts and our minds every day. Right? We should be washing our hands. That's just something we should do. Amen? Amen. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Savior, Jesus Christ. We've spoken about God. Who is God to you? What does he mean to you? We have this epidemic, ladies and gentlemen. Wash your hands. Clean up after yourself. Right? I know that there's still flu out there. Allergies. But these are things we're supposed to have been doing. God is saying this is things that we should have been doing in the first place. And we still should be praying that God keep us safe and he protects us. And then we're living for God. What are you doing about that? Okay? So that's the end of that. Now I have some announcements, and then I'll bid you a great morning. All right? Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to this segment of the I Free to Love Show. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/free to love. That's blogtalkradio.com/free to love. If you want to be on a national, international ministry, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, continue to pray for yourself. Pray for each and every person that you know. Pray for those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So pray for each and every person. Be sure to connect with me. I'm on LinkedIn under Afrita Love. If you have speaking gigs, if you want to have a virtual conference, a virtual book fair, do that. I want you to try out the Sophia University. That is a university which offers many different courses, such as English, public speaking, accounting. Some of those courses can be transferred to certain universities. I was only able to look up those in Texas, and it's only one university in Texas, which is the University of Houston Community College, I believe. But make sure that you, if you're really interested in those courses and want to transfer them to a university, you have to look at the guide for that particular university or college. Now then, if you're like me and just want to grow and if you just want more knowledge and things like that, then just take the course, and it really doesn't matter. I'm going to take all the courses. So make sure you do that. And then just continue to pray to God, trusting God with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding. Acknowledge God. Did you hear what I said? I said God. Acknowledge God in all our ways, and he shall lead and direct our path. And guess what? God's going to take care of us. He's going to take care of us. God continues to speak. He says he's going to take care of us. This is a test. And in life, we have to have tests. And this test is a test that we're going to pass because we're going to believe in God and trust in God. And every day we're going to live with clean hearts and clean minds. And we're going to wash our hands. We're going to wash up, make sure that we wash after ourselves and things of that nature because God's going to take care of us. That's just the type of God that we serve. Amen. And so we have different, I want you to connect with me on my radio station. Many of you are on my blog. I have a fitness blog as well, and I'm going to give you that website on our next series. I have a fitness blog. For those of you who are working on the Easy Class Challenge, remember that part of this particular structure is to challenge students. I have a library series that I want to roll out to the world as far as helping students. This is a free library where students are able to read certain books. You're able to assign them different assignments. And so I want you guys to see that platform. It's free. And students need to read. Reading is fundamental. And as soon as everything clears up, I'm working on a reading program. We'll be testing students to in the communities and helping with reading deficiencies and things of that nature. And so it's great to be able to have resources. So if you're a business and you're offering some free resources, free college courses, please send them to emonya_love@yahoo.com. I will get them on my blog, my radio station, anywhere possible, because the whole purpose of this ministry is to grow individuals. That's the whole purpose. And when interviewees come on the ministry, like we're going to have someone on Wednesday, when interviewees come on the ministry, the whole goal is to work towards growing individuals and providing pertinent information that individuals can have in order to become better, because you're already great. Each and every one of you, you're great because you were made by God. But we want to become better and we want to do better. And so if you have a positive message, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I have many gospel artists. I have artists. I just had one from India. Great song. I've had many different individuals, talk show hosts who are going to have interviews. So we're at home right now. So, you know, if you want to schedule an interview, we can have a radio interview, and I'm going to stream it. I need to start streaming my shows. And I'll have some Facebook Lives. But I really want to thank you for tuning in. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you would like to connect with me, you can just go on to Afrita Love, and you can connect with me on LinkedIn or Facebook. I just want you to know that God is good, and I want you to know that God's going to take care of us. He really is. He's going to take care of us just like he said he would. And we have to make sure that we're living each day with a clean heart, clean mind. You're washing your hands, you're washing up after yourself. You're keeping that social distance, but with that social distance, you're also praying unto God. We don't want to social distance ourselves from God. This is a time right now to draw closer to God and to really pour out our feelings to God and let God know all about it. And whatever it is, whatever people do, God is still in control. And God is going to get you where you need to be. You just have to have faith, and you have to trust in God, because people are going to be people, but God is still going to be God. And so just because we have this epidemic that's going around, God is still the same God that we served right before. And God wants us to take it serious, but he wants us to serve him, have faith in him, and know that he's going to take care of us, and this too shall pass, right? It shall pass. And this is a time, it's just a test, that's it. And God says, in order to pass the test, we have to have a clean heart and a clean mind, and we have to keep those hands washed. And we have to make sure that we just stay safe and pray to God. Prayer is what's going to bring us through. That's prayer, right? Prayer of the righteous, what? Available much. That's right. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Be sure to come back on tomorrow. We're going to have our gospel ministry. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. If someone asks you what that beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love.